third.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios. Full house today. John Reed, Cody McClure, intern Christian, intern Alex, as we kick off this Friday edition of Talk Sports. How are you, Cody?
Doing fine, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. Final day of May. Final show of the week. Final show of the next 5 days. Maybe the final show ever. Who knows?
Not the final day of May.
It is for us.
No, it's not, because we're doing a show Wednesday, which is the 31st.
Are you serious? It's still going to be May when we come back?
You didn't bother to look. You just assumed?
No, I just assumed. 26, 27, 28. You know, you're right. You're right, actually. May 31st. Yeah, well, I misspoke. What a start. It happens.
It's okay.
We'll be back May 31st.
Yeah.
And then that'll be the last show.
That'll be the last show of May.
Still, this could be the last show ever.
You never know. We're all day-to-day in this game of life.
Any day could be the last day.
I say that all the time.
Got to keep that in mind.
So you're good?
I'm fine. How are you?
Solid. Allergies kicking my ass today randomly.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I hacked up all kinds of stuff when I woke up.
Okay, that makes me
I thought about putting it in a jar and bringing it to you.
That makes me feel a little bit better, I guess. Not that you're in pain too, but I was like, why is this all of a sudden hitting me? Sneezed like 8 times on the way to basically right when I got into my car.
Oh, yeah. I've been sneezing, too. You know how it is this time of the year. You got to sneeze. It's part of the experience.
You got to sneeze.
Yeah, you got to sneeze.
Christian, how are you?
Doing good. Hopefully, I won't get killed in NCAA today by Cody.
You will.
I will. Okay.
Today, we're playing. Christian's
I'm glad
time,
you guys are probably playing. You've been talking about it all week.
Christian's time of trash talk has come to an end.
Yeah, I've trash talked a ton. You're right.
Today is the day that he faces the legend, the all-time great.
Nathan coming in?
There can be more than one all-time great.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. How are you today, Alex? Thumbs up. Love to see it. Well,
Alex is here.
Why do you say it like that?
Guess Charlie already ran her off.
No, she's got a work schedule. We gotta work around.
That's what she says, but I don't know.
You think Charlie's giving her weird vibes?
I think so.
Don't say that, because Charlie's listening, thinking that Alex has said something, and now it's going to be awkward between them.
That Charlie guy, you know, I don't blame you, Alex, for being so creeped out. No, she didn't say that. I said it, though. Charlie kind of gives me weird vibes. Sometimes I come in and he looks at me a certain kind of way.
Yeah, Charlie, sometimes he comes out and he has something very random to say. Today he came out, John, are we going to blow it? He's still trying to do the thing where he's pretending like he's a Heat fan. He's still pretending like he's a Heat fan. And I was like, well, it didn't look good last night, Charlie. And he's like, well, yeah, I got cactus in my leg, too. I was like, what? Cactus? And you're like, yeah, I got cactus in my leg. I was like, from what? Golf. I was like, oh, okay.
We have cacti around here?
I don't know if he was out of town or what. He was gone.
Was he out in Arizona?
Maybe.
Just high-stepping it with his shorts on?
I guess so.
Charlie, what a guy.
So when are you guys playing?
I'd like to play right now.
Really?
But, I mean, after the show might be better. But
that's kind of what I was thinking.
Although Christian needs to get out of town.
Yeah, and while Alex is here, you could plug it up and she could run the board. Give Christian a chance to sit in the chair and play.
Alex could get some reps.
I don't know what the hell
Christian
I'm gonna do while you two
over
are playing. I'm
beat
not,
up.
I'm not just gonna do a play by play and you guys are gonna be completely worthless.
We'd still do the show. It'd just be kinda be like it always is, really. Just you could just talk about the NBA if you want. And I could interject every now and then, like, oh yeah, John, I agree. Jimmy Butler, a real star.
No,
another
Jimmy,
touchdown.
Jimmy's under the microscope now. Jimmy Jimmy is his 100% approval rating is crashing a little bit because he was He was essentially a no-show last night after saying not to worry, after being on video screen, you know, singing "Don't Worry About a Thing." He comes out and the starters got their ass absolutely whipped, 95 to 44.
No. Don't worry about Jimmy. Jimmy's gonna be fine.
I have full confidence in Jimmy.
I don't have confidence in Jimmy.
Game six, it's all over.
I don't think it is.
I'm making the call right now. Heat and six.
Especially if Gabe Vincent can't play and we have to watch old-ass Kyle Lowry run out anything.
No. See, you're becoming a prisoner of the moment here. Everybody wants this Boston comeback. Everybody thinks they're going to be the first team to come down 3-0. It's not going to happen. Gabe Vincent going to be healthy. He's going to be fired up and ready. And Jimmy Butler is going to be the killer that he is. He's Michael Jordan's son. Game six, Heat going to take it, no problem.
Well, Michael Jordan was very close to blowing a 3-0 lead one time, but his teammate saved him in game six against the Sonics.
Well, that's always a team effort.
Maybe the Heat. The Heat don't have enough good players, though, I don't think. Unless Tyler Hero, he's not clear for contact, though, so I don't see him coming back and dribbling any time.
Do you know where that skyline is?
Is it in Boston?
No.
It's not?
Yeah, the palm trees.
Boston, well, I didn't see a palm tree.
Boston, very well known for their palm trees and their skyline.
Okay, I didn't see a palm tree.
I didn't either.
I'm going to guess California then.
So many palm trees in Boston.
Okay, well, I didn't see a palm tree.
There could be palm trees. Because on those coastal cities, I'm assuming there's no palm trees that far north.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, there's palm trees in South Carolina. Are there? How far north are palm trees?
I don't know, man.
I'm going to assume there's none in Boston.
Okay. Oh, I see it now.
Yeah.
I see it says Los Angeles, too.
Oh, yeah. I see that, too. Thank you.
And the U.S. Bank building.
I don't know what the U.S. Bank building is.
I had a friend who slid down that building. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Is that the little slide they got? Is that where that is?
Yeah, it protrudes from the building. Right. They had it on Kimmel one time.
That's
Guillermo
where I saw it.
Slid down. Yeah. One of my friends did that. Very scary. Very scary.
Guillermo actually slid down it?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In what? Like it's on his back or in what?
Yeah. That's the whole point of it. It's glass.
Right,
it's,
but what's that? They put like a big thing at the bottom to catch him, like a big stunt thing?
Well, yeah, you come out onto a patio, basically, that's out on the...
Yeah, you don't literally slide down the building. It's kind of like the slide is just on like the side
just
of it.
Google it. You'll see. It's
hard to explain.
It's like a glass box. And the whole point is that you're outside of the building.
How
like
far is the slide?
To be scary.
Well, how far is the slide?
I'm...
5 or 6 feet?
No.
Stories. Yeah, you can turn your mic on too, and you can.
Yeah,
hop
it's
on
like. Well, I don't know if it's. I don't know if it's five stories, but it's like. It goes down at least probably a couple floors. I mean, I don't know exactly, but anyway, the whole point of it is to be scared. Like you know how in Chicago they have the thing at the Willis Tower where you step out and look down. You're looking down at glass like it's see-through.
So do other people go slide down it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a tourism thing.
Gotcha.
You go to the top of this building, you have a cocktail, you scare
yourself. Why is it noteworthy that he did this then?
I think because he was the first to do it.
He was the first to do it?
Well, he's like one of the first.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Well, yeah, he's Guillermo. Okay,
is Guillermo a problematic character in today's is
I don't
he
think
outdated?
He's a character. I
feel
he
like he would have been canceled by now if he was.
No, I just think he is who he is. You think Guillermo's acting?
I don't know. You know how they treat him, though. Kind of like a kind of funny guy, but he's like almost kind of a punching bag.
That's what you are.
The hell I am.
You're not that dissimilar from Guillermo. You just don't have an accent.
The hell I am. I'm a star.
Guillermo. So is Guillermo.
Well, he's kind
of. When Guillermo walks that red carpet, a lot of people are like, oh, Guillermo, good to see you.
Have you Googled this slide yet?
No. Once you described it, I became infinitely less
interested. Google U.S. Bank building slide.
I don't want to see it. Alex did a good job of painting the picture for me. It's a five-story slide down.
Is it really five stories?
That's what she said.
I don't think
it's about, yeah. That's probably about right, actually.
Two stories? I mean, I don't
know. I would say it's like 40 feet, like, but it's at an angle. Maybe a couple
stories.
It's
hard because it's at an angle. Yeah.
I mean, I think of a story being 10 feet, just in my mind.
Actually, I don't know if it would be more than one story. Yeah, but this
10-foot slide?
No, it's more than 10 feet, but it's at an angle. It's like, can you just Google the damn slide so we can see it? So you
Why can't
see
you
it?
Google it?
Well, because if I move my computer, sometimes the audio cuts out. because this cord.
You're that lazy that you won't Google it?
I can't show it to you.
You're that damn lazy. Well, I don't want to see it. You want to see it.
No, no, no. I would Google it on my computer and show you, but this janky-ass cord,
I don't want to see it.
Sometimes the audio will cut off.
I don't want to see it.
Yes, you do.
I don't care about it.
You need to see it. Are you looking at it?
That's it? This little gross slot? I've seen this before. I didn't realize that's what that was. Is that what you're talking about?
It's not five stories, but it's like...
It's one story.
Is it?
I mean, right, it's just from this level to the next, right? Is that what that is? Just like right here, just boom to there? Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't go too far.
This is what you're talking about? This is what you're making such a hoopla about? This thing that goes from one window down there? One story?
Okay, so I had a drink on that patio. It goes out on the patio, but my friend rode the slide down. No,
it's a 3-foot slide.
It's outside the building, though. Like, you're looking at the ground.
I mean, okay, that's fine.
That's on, like, the 70th floor.
No, I hear you. I understand.
You get the idea, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, scary.
It's not.
I
don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, you're not afraid of heights.
I'd be the first guy I would be afraid to be the first person that tried it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Probably.
If I was in it, I wouldn't want nobody acting crazy. You know what I mean? Like, if I was in it, don't start banging.
Bottom of it.
Yeah, the last time I ever got on a Ferris wheel, the person I was with kept rocking back. I was like, nope, stop, no more. Yeah. I haven't gotten on a Ferris wheel since.
These are not made for that.
Yeah, I haven't gotten on a Ferris wheel since. They kept rocking.
Mm.
And I was like, nope, no more.
If the Ferris wheel's rocking, don't come a knocking.
I was like, can we start moving? Mr. Carney Man, can we get off?
Mr. Carney Man?
I didn't say that, but in my mind I was thinking that.
Hmm.
Mr. Fair Worker, Carnival Worker, can you move the Ferris wheel because this person's rocking, it's against the rules. So yeah, I would be a little afraid if I was up there and people started banging the glass. But to take a little 3-foot slide, no, I think I'd be okay.
It's more than 3 feet.
I've jumped out of a plane, bro.
I know.
I've jumped out of a plane.
I know you have.
You act like I'd be scared. I jumped out of a plane. All right?
Evel Knievel over here.
Yeah.
They don't know who that is. You could jump.
I've heard of him.
What are you going to do next? Jump the Snake River on a motorcycle?
Alex, do you know who Evel Knievel is?
I know the expression.
Okay.
Yeah,
you don't know he's an actual person? Okay.
No, I didn't.
Do you know one thing he did, Christian? Do you know what he did?
No.
Okay. He jumped over the Snake River.
In Idaho.
Did he go down Mount Everest too? Or not Mount Everest. Did he go down Niagara Falls as well?
Yeah, in a barrel.
In a barrel, yeah. Was that him?
I want to say he did that.
Yeah.
But.
Could just be somebody else.
Multiple people have done that.
Yeah. I know
that
the
first. Would be scary. Would you be scared to do that?
In a barrel? I wouldn't want to be in a barrel. Yeah, I would be.
To do anything.
Yeah, I would be afraid of that.
Niagara Falls is kind of scary.
Do you have a helmet on, I assume? How much is a helmet going to save you? I don't know.
Was Evel Knievel really that impressive?
At the time, jumping the motorcycle was pretty scary, I guess. Let's see what his best feats were.
Is he overrated?
Well,
are there greater stuntmen now than Evel Knievel?
Oh, yeah. Anybody with a damn GoPro that works for Red Bull is more of a.
He just gets like.
There was one guy jumped out of the damn rocket ship, right? With like no. That jumped with no parachute,
you're
right?
Talking about the guy that. Yeah, yeah.
And he had to like land in a net. Like that's crazier than anything Evel Knievel's done.
Mm hmm.
But I mean, he was ahead of his time. He's an innovator. He's the Bill Russell.
Are you talking about the guy that jumped from space?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's been, I don't know if he had a parachute or not. There have been other people who've jumped with like no parachutes and just landed in, like, trusted that they would hit the net.
Yeah, that seems hard.
Yeah.
You got to really know how to guide yourself.
Number one, box of rattlesnakes. Let's see. Promoting the event itself. He rented the venue, wrote the press release to set up the show. So I guess this is his first one. Let's see. After warming the small crowd with a few wheelies on his Honda. He proceeded to jump over a 20-foot.
I got a Honda.
A 20-foot long box of rattlesnakes. Despite landing short and having his back wheel hit the box,
that's
he was
not
unharmed.
That impressive.
No, it was his first one.
Oh, he was just getting warmed up.
And after
that
he jumped over two mountain lions. I don't know where he got the mountain lions from.
PETA would not clear that today.
So then he jumped over two pickup trucks. Crowd went wild. So, yeah, so far pretty overrated.
And then he jumped over Shaq.
He jumped over Caesar's Palace, the Caesar's Palace fountain in Las Vegas.
My dad said he tried to jump the Grand Canyon, too, at some point.
Did he successfully do that? Is that how he died?
I have no idea. He just says he tried.
Evel Knievel.
If
you try, trying and doing are two different things. So
yeah, I mean,
Evel Knievel didn't die in the act.
How did he die? I assume doing one of these stunts.
There's no way he's still alive. Ewell Knievel.
His son, Robbie.
He died in 07, so.
But he died an old man, right?
Yeah, he was 69 years old.
Oh, he had a son named Robbie, or at least I think it was a son, that tried to like be a thing around that time, too. And I remember watching that as a kid and being pretty underwhelmed. He tried to jump stuff, too.
His name was Robert Craig Knievel.
Yeah.
Not nearly as cool as Evil Knievel.
Yeah.
You know where he was born?
No.
Montana.
No. Oh, okay, cool.
Yep.
He lost acceleration when trying to jump Caesar's Palace. He did clear the fountain, but he hit the safety ramp on the other side awkwardly, fell off his bike, and wrecked pretty bad. Was in the hospital for 29 days. Suffered a crushed pelvis, fractures to his hip, and then he was the death-defying Evil Knievel.
He died of pulmonary 14, disease.
14 Greyhound buses. I'm going to say a little overrated, but an innovator, so I'll give him credit for that.
In the end, pulmonary disease got him, which just goes to show, don't take a chance on your heart.
Who was the really famous magician from back in the day? I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Magic Johnson?
No, he was a basketball player. The one that could, like,
get talking out about of the guys with the Tigers?
No, that's Roy and Siegfried.
Siegfried, yeah.
No, I'm talking about, I keep wanting to say Evil Knievel. I know it's not Evil Knievel. It was they would tie him up and put him underwater. He would take cannonballs.
David
to the
Blaine?
Chest. No. Old school.
Old
school.
I know who you're talking about.
I cannot think of his name.
Yeah. Let's see.
Old school.
I know
innovator.
Most famous.
He'd like
music.
Put the locks in his mouth and magicians? Go in there. Not like stunt magician.
David Copperfield?
No. Older. Why can't you figure out who I'm talking about? No.
Doug Henning.
He died from a punch to the gut.
Don't
after
we all
this stuff.
Harry Houdini?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Harry Houdini.
The legendary escape artist and illusionist.
Yeah. Yeah. They said he died because somebody punched him really hard in the gut.
Yeah. That's probably how I'll die.
He used to take cannonballs to the gut and such. He's way cooler than like Evil Knievel is.
What's the
in my rankings?
What's
Evil Knievel is very, very low.
What's the coolest thing that most people don't do?
The coolest thing that most people
like
don't do?
Like sword swallowing, for example. You've seen these guys that...
I'm very interested in how they do that. How do they not get cut up? I don't understand.
You gotta know which pipe to go down, I guess.
Like, they're big-ass swords. How do they do it?
I don't know,
the trick?
Man.
You look like you know the trick? Okay, you look like you're about to ruin the illusion.
Alex is like, actually, I'm a sword swallower. That's what I do.
They press forward like the trick, you know, like the trick knives, you stab somebody and they like, go
I feel
in.
Like you got to be kind of like tall and skinny to.
Yeah, got to have a really deep throat.
Yeah, you got to have a wide throat.
Yeah.
I would think.
The sword swallowing.
What if you go down the esophagus instead of the, are you supposed to stick the sword down the trachea or the esophagus?
Hold on, I'll Google this. How does sword swallowing work? The performer relaxes the throat enough to allow the blade to slide. Oh, my God. Slide down the esophagus. So that's real? They just slide down the esophagus?
So it's esophagus, not trachea.
Involves using up to 50 pairs of muscles in the throat. Oh, my God. Throat goat.
It seems risky to me. I bet Nancy Reagan could have done it.
So, yeah, as long as you can train your body to relax, you're okay. But, like, if you cannot relax and your mouth starts to tits, your throat starts to tits, I guess you... Like you get cut
your
up pretty good.
Starts to what?
Tense.
Yeah.
T-E-N-S-E.
It is not an illusion or trick.
It's not?
Nope. You just have to overcome your reflex gagging at objects.
What did Houdini, what were his coolest things he did?
He would go like underwater he'd get put like in a straight jacket, like hung upside down in the water for like a long, long time. That's kind
of
cool.
Not be able to breathe?
He'd have to like get out of the straight jacket and then get out of the lock. And they would take cannonballs to the chest, which I guess over time broke him down.
That seems painful.
Or cannonballs to the gut, not the chest. Yeah.
He once climbed out of a sea monster.
Like a dragon. Like
do we know
like
if
Loch Ness
he
monster?
Do we know if all these things he really did?
Well, no. I mean, I wasn't there, so I can't say for certain.
They called him the King of Handcuffs. He once staged an escape from inside a sea monster.
Again, what kind of sea monster are we talking about?
An escape from the belly of a 1,500-pound sea monster that had washed up in the city's harbor. This was in September 1911.
He was just good at getting out of things, which in hindsight seems like he could have just easily had a key to all these things. He could have just been hiding a key in his mouth the entire time. That seems a little bit less.
Houdini was also known impressive. As an American patriot and staunch supporter of U.S.'s involvement in World War I. He even assisted with the war effort of World War I.
I got to be honest, I would have thought Harry Houdini was not American.
Well, I think he was an immigrant.
Okay.
Would you have guessed, like, Eastern Europe?
Yeah, I mean, or just British.
Oh, yeah. It says...
I guess that's that Western European.
Do you think he has any living relatives?
Surely his whole bloodline hasn't been wiped off the earth. You mean, like, immediate relatives? Like brother or cousins or somebody?
Could we talk to, like, Houdini's granddaughter?
I'm sure that they got some... Yeah, I mean...
She'd be like, actually, he was problematic.
She probably would say that.
Houdini.
Yeah.
Every artist other day was.
Yeah, actually, Houdini's canceled.
All right, let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. I've never been as underwhelmed at something than as I was checking out this slide that you guys were talking about.
It's more so when you're up there on the 70th floor, it looks a lot scarier. And
okay.
I mean, you're not afraid of heights, so you probably wouldn't get it.
I mean, I'm not afraid of heights. I still get a little...
I jumped out of a plane.
I mean, I did.
It's Johnny Skydiver.
I mean, you guys haven't done
Johnny,
it.
Johnny Rockets over here.
Johnny Rockets.
Cody's on record saying we even go down this little slide, a little five-foot slide.
I wouldn't. I don't even like that little glass thing out from the pyramid in Memphis. I never thought I was scared of heights.
So don't mock me for my accomplishment of jumping out of a plane if you wouldn't even go down a little five-foot slide, okay?
I'm not scared.
Would you jump off a diving board?
I never liked it.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I did jump off the high dive when I was a boy, but I didn't really care for it.
We never really had any high dives around here, at least that I knew of. We had diving boards.
Well, everybody can jump off a diving
board. Right. We didn't have any high dives. We jumped off of, like, bridges and cliffs and stuff.
I did that stuff, too. Yeah. Again, didn't really like it, though.
Yeah.
Like,
I used to love jumping off bridges.
I would jump off, like, maybe the 10, 15-foot cliff, but, like, I had friends that would go up, like, 30 feet.
I think the highest I've probably done is 40 or 50, but there was something that went. There was another one on the lake that you could go up to, like, 80, 90. I never did that one.
Does that not hurt like hell when you hit the water?
Not from 40 or 50, but if you get to 80 or 90, that's when you get into trouble. That's why
80 or 90?
Yeah, there's some people that
would do
that.
There's people that jumped off those?
Yeah.
Would that not, could you not like break your leg?
You can if you don't land right, but there's people who have it down. There's people that know what they're doing. I don't know. I didn't trust myself.
Did they dive or did they go
they didn't dive. They just jumped. Well, some people, there was one crazy like mountain guy there that was doing flips and stuff like off of it.
Oh my God. I can't fathom that kind of stuff really. I mean, scary to me.
To me, the scariest part was always climbing up there. That's what I was afraid of. Because if you're climbing and you slip and you're not falling in the right place, then that's when you get hurt. If you can get up to the actual platform to jump off, you're okay.
Yeah, but also when you jump off, like one wrong move and you could jump in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And you know how like you can look down, you can see the rocks that are kind of under the water.
Yeah, make sure you clear a little bit.
Yeah, you got to clear those rocks.
Yeah. But I used to do that all the time. I used to love doing that as a, you know, an early teenager into like when I was 16 or 17. I don't know if I'd be as interested in doing that anymore. Climbing up, doing that.
Like, we went up to Norris Lake a couple years ago on Memorial Day, and there's a bridge there that people jump off of, and I chickened out.
You got scared?
I walked up to the bridge to jump, and then I turned around and walked back to the boat. I'm like, I'm good. I'm not doing it.
Did everyone make fun of you?
Yeah, they did.
What was your excuse?
I just didn't want to do it.
Did you admit you were scared?
No.
Well, what was your excuse?
I just didn't want to do it. I just said I didn't want to do it, I think. I don't know. I just changed my mind. I was scared, though. A little bit scared.
Were you afraid you'd go too far underwater?
Yeah. And it was
switch force.
Yeah, I thought I might drown. It wasn't that big of a bridge, either. It was like 15 feet, maybe. I don't know.
And you got scared of that?
I got scared, yeah.
It's okay to be vulnerable. I
like heights. Like, I can go up. I like going up in tall buildings. But if I get too close to the edge, I do get that, like, queasy feeling of, like,
Yeah, even at, like, hotel balconies. Like, the last time I went to the beach, we were, like, 20, or not the last time, but one of the last times I went to the beach, we were 20 or 30 floors up, and just sitting on the balcony looking over, I didn't much like that.
On the balcony?
Yeah, just like, I didn't much like it.
That's even worse if you're on acid, from what I've heard.
I can imagine
much
that.
Much scarier.
Yeah, I can imagine that. But I was like, I don't really want to be too close to that. So, I'm not going to say
you never know when that railing could break. I mean, it's happened.
I'm not going to say I'm not afraid of heights, but, you know, I have jumped out of a plane. So, you know, sometimes you have to beat your
fear. That was how many years ago? At least 10 years ago, right?
2011.
12 years ago. 12 years ago.
I would still do it, though.
You would do it now. You're telling me you'd jump out of a plane.
To me, it's all about the environment. To me, it's all about the environment.
What do you mean? Like having the right
people
around?
On the balcony, I'm just there by myself. I'm climbing up the cliffs, I'm there by myself. I don't want to do that anymore. But if I'm with a trained professional up in a plane with safety stuff on, then I feel like it's a legitimate business, and I'm fine with that.
It's still scary, isn't it?
Why?
Like explain when the door opens.
Well, there's no alternative. You got to go.
You don't have to.
They tell you, like, hey, we don't have enough fuel to get you back down.
Yeah, they're probably lying.
I mean, you'll get down.
Yeah.
You get down eventually.
You will get down eventually.
The plane's going to land.
Somehow it will go down.
It's really about just not being what you are on the bridge. Being
if one of these engines goes out, you know how long the plane will go?
No. How long?
All the way to the scene of the crash. It's one of my favorite Ron White jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so, yeah, you just scoot up, and it's like, yeah, you got to go. Because you got a grown man attached to your back. You don't want him to be like, wow, what a scaredy cat.
Yeah, but he does it every day.
Yeah, but he's like, wow, I just took an 80-year-old grandmother up here a couple days ago.
She had no problem with
it. Yeah, so then you got to go.
I don't even know if I could do it.
Yeah, I was going to say you might not be able to because the weight limit actually is like 250. So, like, it might be like they might even have it listed like 230, 235.
What if my parachute didn't go off? Doesn't that happen, that your parachute doesn't deploy?
They got a whole bunch of backup ones now.
Do they?
Yeah. You don't really hear of too many people dying skydiving.
Does the guy who's stuck to your back, does he pull your plug?
Yeah, yeah, they do all
so
that.
So you don't have to worry about anything?
No, you just
Let a guy ride you down to the earth.
Right, strapped up to you.
Yeah.
You are in his lap.
Nice. Yeah. In his lap?
You're in his lap, basically.
I picture it as like him being like laying on you.
Well, yeah, he is, but like you basically sit down on his lap and he straps you up.
And so then
like you're basically
riding
on him.
And then
when you're going to the edge of the plane,
basically
when you're going to the edge, you're basically just scooting.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not a very good feeling.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you get a little not at all.
When I went with a woman though, I was like, hey buddy, relax over
there. Hey, take it easy.
Yeah, relax.
That's
over there.
My girlfriend.
Yeah, chill out over there, buddy. Yeah, so I would still do that. But I told you when I went to Dollywood last time, I went up in that big high, the big tall drop, whatever it's called, and I got pretty scared in that one, actually. When I took it to the very top, I was like, this is not fun. I don't like this. And it was just sitting there, and I just kept thinking everything that could go wrong would go wrong. And then, like, a week later, you got the footage coming out of Florida of that guy falling out of it. Did you guys ever see that footage?
Yeah.
Where that really big, fat 13-year-old that probably shouldn't have been in there was at, like, a carnival or fair, not, like, at a place like Dollywood, but his thing came open, and then there's a video, and you see him smack the concrete. I was like, that could have been me. Yeah, you see him die. Like, you watch him die. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh.
I didn't know I was going to see that, so I don't remember
if I got to see that one.
Yeah. It wasn't anything too gruesome. You just see him.
You see him hit the concrete?
You might hear it. But, like, you see him falling, and I think you hear it. I don't think you see him hit the pavement, because I think that would have been pretty messy. But, like, you watch him die.
It can't be as bad as watching the 9/11 jumpers when they hit the ground. There used to be some videos where you could see the 9/11 jumpers when they hit the ground.
And there's your daily reference, Christian. Send us a break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, what's the sports story of the day, Cody?
Probably this guy saying on the broadcast, the Vanderbilt baseball
That was 2 days ago.
Was it?
Yeah. A bad, I guess you call that a Freudian slip. As he talked.
How's that tournament going?
A lot of walk-offs, but yeah. I've been checked out.
Lots of walk-offs.
Florida's going to win it, right?
Probably. Well, yeah,
Florida.
They hit a grand slam against Vandy last night, like the seventh, to take the lead, and they nailed it back.
I thought that was a walk-off, but I just saw the home run. I didn't see what inning it was.
If it tells you a lot about how much sports we've got going on right now on May 26th, the top headline on ESPN is Stanford women's golf star Zhang turns pro.
Who?
Zhang.
No, but what's the story?
A Stanford women's golf star is turning pro.
Oh, okay. That's the big story?
Apparently, she's the most decorated player in amateur women's golf history.
So she's Tiger Woods.
She went to Stanford, too, yeah.
She really is Tiger Woods.
Tiger went to Stanford?
He did.
If you had asked me where Tiger Woods went to college, I don't think I knew that.
Well, that's brave of you to admit. You're being very vulnerable today. Usually you act like you know everything. Oh, yeah, yeah, I knew that.
No, I don't. You just think that about me.
Yeah, yeah, I would have gotten that. Yeah, I knew that.
No, I'm just honest. I'm just honest.
I had just forgotten.
When I know it, I know it. And if I don't, I don't.
I will say, though, that like I have never heard of this woman.
Rose Zhang.
Alex, do you support women's sports?
She's Asian.
Of course.
Did you know who this person was?
I don't watch golf.
So you don't support women's sports? What women's sports do you watch?
I guess basketball.
You watch the WNBA?
College.
Okay.
Like Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just asking. I'm not saying that the women are the ones holding women's sports back. I'm just asking if you support.
All right,
Bill Burr.
The volleyball players that play in the Olympics, they were like a little duo.
Misty May and Kerry Walsh.
How about the Cavender twins?
So you remember them together? Because I feel like Misty May and Kerry Walsh would have broken up by the time you were really cognitive. I mean, because you're fairly young, and I think of like 08 maybe being their last run, at least 2012 being their last run. But then Kerry Walsh found another partner, I'm pretty sure. So I didn't know which one you're talking about. You're talking about the Walsh and Misty May?
I would have been in 6, and then 2012 I would have been 10. So okay, like I would know.
Okay, fair enough.
You're talking about the...
they might have played in 2012.
Talking about the too. Beach volleyball girls?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were iconic. Yeah.
I remember them, too.
They were iconic.
I remember them very well.
Yeah. The one was a big Jason Kidd fan, though, which is a little problematic because he was like a woman abuser. So, like, there were some questions about that around that time. Because she had, like, a tattoo for Jason Kidd, like, on her back. She was a big Jason Kidd fan.
That seems
there's WNBA.
Weird.
I bet
they ended up doing it.
Here you go, Alex. Here's your chance to support women. Diana Taurasi for 3.
Ah, the Stanford golfer is Asian. I nailed it.
Good job.
Diana Taurasi.
Good pass.
Is she your favorite women's basketball player?
No, Candace Parker.
Yeah.
That's a given.
Yeah.
Who's your second favorite, though?
Brittany Griner. I just really appreciate her stance on freedom.
Her patriotic stance?
Yeah.
She is a patriot, so they say.
I guess the WNBA is on Amazon Prime now.
Noticed a lot of people talking yesterday about my great hands.
Yeah, do you feel like that was a proper representation? Because the second video kind of got lost in the shuffle, and it was just the first video that people saw.
I think the second video was the most accurate representation, too.
Right, that was him dropping it. So I feel like
that was the best pass, too.
I feel like the truth kind of got lost in history here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just didn't see a lot of people comment on that one.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Mean, yeah. That's my point, precisely.
Yeah. I don't think it's because the video was lost. I mean, both videos were clearly posted, so.
Well, no, they weren't. There was
people
one.
Just
no,
wanted
they
to comment on the.
No, they were clearly posted.
You could have gone to the source.
They were clearly
Everybody
posted
saw.
On Christians, but then. One of my sponsors posted just the first video that I quote tweeted that one. That one got a lot of traction.
Well, you quote tweeted the other one too, though, and nobody really mentioned the third video.
Usually, people just watch one.
The third pass.
If you watch the views of the first and second one, the first one had a lot more views.
Yeah,
so
I noticed that as well.
Just kind of gets lost.
Because
only one.
I mean, both videos were posted. You know,
I mean, do you feel like it was an accurate representation? I mean, you dropped the ball that hits you right in the hands. The one you actually tried to catch with your hands, you dropped. Because if you notice, he didn't catch the first one with his hands.
The first one,
did.
He got out of the way.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You're not
I
hand catching.
I pulled it into my body.
No, you basically caught it like like somebody taking
no,
a...
No, no, no.
In the very,
watch the tape. No. It was essentially like someone taking a hand
Not
off.
Only that, the very first
Listen,
pass,
I've,
he got out of the way.
Well, the very first one, yeah. So yesterday...
Well, that one was at my feet. So.
No, it wasn't. It was not your feet.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It might have been at your gut, but that was a part of the thing. And Cody had said he could catch a pass from Joe Milton, Alex. That's what he said. He said he could catch Joe Milton's
Actually,
hardest pass.
Actually, that's not what I ever said. I said that I would rather take my chances at that than I would catching a 100-mile-an-hour
no,
fastball.
That was the premise.
I never said.
Oh, my God. Yes, it was.
I can catch the pass from
yes,
Joe Milton.
It was.
That was the whole point.
If I said
Your premise was that you would rather do it, but that morphed into that you could do it.
Well,
you
if
talked
I,
about how good of a catcher you were, how you're a varsity athlete, and all these things you could do. That's what it became.
If I said it as part of this or that, maybe.
But again, it's one thing to say I would
do
rather
you ever,
do this. It's
do you
another
know what
to
a
say.
Joke is? Do you know that? Do you know that I'm not all? Well, you act like everything I say I'm
a
being
joke.
Serious.
Well, you're willing to go outside and prove it, so I was wondering.
Well, no, I really wasn't. You just kind of forced me. You said, "Come on,
you.
Come on, let's
I
go out here. Come
I
on,
forced him.
Come
for
on,
for this or I that." I think him. Everything should be taken seriously.
And also, me up against a wall and you just firing a ball at me from 10 feet is kind of a weird way to do it.
That's what, like, Joe Milton would have done.
Yeah. You know. I don't know. I wasn't even going to bring it up. I noticed a lot of people saying about how much, like, I look like an athlete.
Like three people.
At least three people said
varsity athlete.
Three to four people. At least four.
And again, I'm just saying that they. I don't think they got the saw the most accurate video. And the first one, you're not catching your hands. You call.
Define most accurate.
Well, the one, because here's what happened. The first one, you jumped out of the way.
I thought the second pass was pretty accurate.
Well, the first one, you jumped out of the way like you were scared.
If you want me to, well, you threw the ball at my feet. If you want me to
feet first, it was your knees. Now it's your
let's
feet.
See where this pass.
Listen,
goes.
If
next is going to be, I one hopped it to him.
If you want me to say I went one for two, I'll say that.
You went one. The first one, you jumped out of the way.
You are not counting the first pass.
For what reason?
Why did we do a second pass?
Because you jumped out of the way. The first one. The
if we're counting the first pass, why did we do?
Okay, it was not at your feet either. It was maybe at your knees.
No, it was at his gut. It was at, it would have hit him in the belly button. It was low. It was lower than I wanted, but it was at his belly button.
That's
lower,
where it was.
Lower than you wanted, as you...
At his belly button.
Yeah.
The ball is clearly going at a low angle.
No!
It keeps flying south.
It's at his belly button.
It keeps going south, like a plane into the Pentagon. It keeps going south, Christian.
By the time you get
then
to...
by the end, look, it's still at your waist.
It's at his belly button.
Listen, listen, I'm not trying to
and
argue.
And he jumped out of the way.
I'm not trying to argue about it. I just simply wanted to say that I noticed a lot of people were commenting on the video.
And I'm urging them to go watch the second video.
And I appreciate
it. Which was one that was chest high with some mustard on it, and you bricked it. Like I said you would. You dropped it.
If you want me to admit, yes, I dropped the third pass. Yes.
And that was
so
the,
I was
and
one
you agree
for
that
two.
That was the most accurate one. The hardest throw, most accurate
the
one.
The second one was just as accurate.
But did you think the second one was as hard thrown?
Yeah.
No, that's of course. A lie. That's a You actually think that?
I mean,
Mister,
I don't
I'm honest. Mister, I'm willing to be honest. You're willing to say
you chunked all three of them.
And I'm saying, I'm telling
two
you,
two of
I took
them were accurate. One was at my feet. I went one for two.
Okay, the first one was not at your feet,
it
and
was
the second
my,
one
was
about
knees.
The second one was not hard enough.
Well, you kept saying the second one was not hard enough, but you threw it as hard as you could.
No, I didn't throw it as hard as I could.
Why?
I took some off because you jumped out of the way of the first one, which was my point.
No, I mean, you fired
the first
it
one
hard.
Was a little bit low. I did not want to aim at your belly button. I wanted to aim at your chest. It was a little bit low, and you jumped out of the way. So I took some off to get more accurate and up a little bit higher.
Well, now,
and then the third one, I just let it rip, and it was a perfect pass, chest high, as hard as I could throw it, maybe, and you bricked it.
I mean, I had my hands on it, and
you bricked it.
You know,
you dropped it.
I catch that ball 70% of the time, probably.
We could go do it 10 more times
probably
if you want.
Probably 70% of the time.
We could go do it 10 more times.
Yeah, we could do it 10 more times.
Yeah.
I thought y'all had to race, too.
He's given up on
no,
that.
No, that's an old bit that was before.
He had a whole thing where he was going to get in shape for 6 months and then be ready to race, and then he'd been putting it off.
I mean, I could definitely beat you in a 10-yard. The thing
his old back could say he could definitely do it, but he won't ever do it.
You keep saying I can't do it, and I just keep proving to you what an athlete I am.
You bricked the pass. You dropped it. And I'm not Joe Milton. You said you could catch Joe Milton doing it.
So you admit I did it?
No. I said you bricked it.
You just said, yeah, but I'm not Joe Milton.
And I'm saying you dropped mine, and I'm not Joe Milton.
Exactly. If you can't catch his, how are you going to catch Joe Milton's?
I don't think I would catch Joe Milton's. If I said that, it was either a joke.
Just joke, everybody.
Or it was part of this or that.
Just a joke, everybody.
Exactly. It was part of this or that. That was the whole reason we did that.
Okay, well, I don't know if you know this, Christian, but this or that is a little bit exaggerated.
Just a joke. No,
there's
no,
a little bit of showbiz
serious.
To this
completely
or that,
serious.
Christian.
Varsity athlete.
It's not exactly 100% real.
Just joking around. Just joking around. Just
I mean, I don't think I could catch Joe Milton's If Joe Milton really wanted to fire a ball at me, I probably wouldn't catch it.
Sure.
You probably wouldn't try to catch it. Most people wouldn't try to catch it.
If you jumped out of the way of mine, you're probably going to jump out of the way of his.
Also, wasn't going to bring this up, but for the record, I didn't have receiver gloves on yesterday either. So
yeah, the ball is also flat and not college size, so I think that evens out.
Oh, it's college size. That ball's college size.
That ball is not college size.
That ball is 100%. It says NCAA on it.
That ball's not college size.
Get the anything. Ball.
Especially
the ball.
When you consider it's 50% inflated.
Where's the ball? It says NCAA on it. It's an
not
NCAA regulation
college.
Ball.
It's not official college.
That doesn't necessarily mean it's a college ball.
You can find an NCAA ball on a peewee ball.
Yeah.
Honestly, a properly inflated ball, I would rather try to catch. And I catch pro-size balls all the time.
Out of the way.
Because the ball was, I didn't want to blow a knee out.
You jumped out of the way.
I didn't want to bust my ankle.
You jumped out of the way, though. That's not very varsity athlete of you to jump out of the way.
It's very varsity athlete of me to know when a ball is catchable and when it's not.
So you're saying the ball wasn't catchable?
The first ball was not catchable.
Not catchable.
No. You have to throw a catchable ball.
That would be considered
That's on
ball.
You as the passer.
So you're thinking that pass would not be considered on target
and
in
as
a football
I,
game?
As I've admitted twice, I'll admit a third time, I went 1 for 2 on catchable balls.
1 for 3.
The third pass was catchable, and I dropped it. You're right.
And the second one,
the second
wasn't
one,
that hard to throw.
I brought it in.
And you didn't catch it with your hands either. You
yeah,
just...
I did catch it
Watch
with my
video.
Hands. I brought
let
it
me,
in.
Let me see.
Watch the video.
Did he catch
no,
it with
that,
his hands?
The hands.
He caught that with his chest.
The hands
he
made initial contact, and then I tucked it in. I brought it into the fold.
That's not what catch with your hands are. Catch your hands like this.
He's going to tell me what catching with the hands
Well,
are.
You went 0 for 1 on the, on
no,
the time you tried.
No, I went
1
for 2.
Not when you tried to catch with your hands.
Kind of with his hands.
The hands get the ball first, and then you bring it into the body.
But like this, right?
Yeah, they
what
are.
What are you doing?
Like that, kinda.
It's that's not. I'm not taking a hand off. You act like I'm taking a hand off.
Kristen, is this how he catches the ball or not?
That's how he caught
what
the ball.
What in the hell
that's,
are you talking with what, a bread
look at
basket?
Your own video.
With a my
look
hands.
At your own video. Your hands are exactly like that.
You can't see the ball.
Exactly like this.
You can't see the ball.
I wish we were on
yeah,
Periscope.
You're doing this like I'm just taking a hand off in the belly.
That's exactly what I said. Your hands were like this when you caught the ball.
I don't know if they were like this or like this.
We have a video.
Well, you can't
we
see.
We have video
you
evidence.
You can't see my hands in the video. I would say it's more like
are you
this.
A politician now? You're just going to tell me that what I see?
Are you sure?
This is the ultimate gaslighting.
Can you
we
be,
have a video, and he's trying to tell me that I'm wrong.
You can't see the video. Can you be
I
sure?
I saw it five times yesterday.
Can you be sure that my hands aren't like this?
Yes. I have a video, too.
I don't know, man. I don't know if you can be sure
and
that.
And you're definitely not
angle.
Caught in a hands catch. It definitely was you caught it with your body.
I caught it with my hands, brought it into my body. But you probably wouldn't understand that.
Why wouldn't he understand that?
Because he never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
Neither did I. So
that goes without saying.
Yeah. Well.
Actually, you did. You just chose not to use it.
Well.
You could have been a basketball player.
Or a receiver, maybe.
Even worse, maybe. You know. You had the makings of a varsity athlete, and you chose not to use it, Christian.
Yeah, I'm just not very
you could have been a receiver.
I'm just not very fast.
No. Not, we were throwing the ball yesterday. He couldn't catch.
You
he
can't blame right. him for having
I
a flabby.
Catch, I couldn't throw.
He couldn't catch.
Oh, okay.
Every ball that was thrown, he was misjudging the air. He couldn't get
well,
to the punts
out
there.
He definitely
there.
Couldn't throw.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could catch or not.
Well, he could throw. He just had no depth perception. His throws were 20 yards too far.
He
too
wouldn't
short.
Have been a quarterback.
I was,
that's for sure.
I was 2021 Joe Milton yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a good time, though. I love when the boys get out and play a little. Play outside a little when the weather's good, you know.
How often do women golfers turn pro early? Is this a new thing, or is this a thing that's unique?
That seems like something I won't have
I'm
an answer
assuming
to.
Assuming it's unique, or it wouldn't be this big of a story.
Well, I think it'd be a big story if she's as good as they're saying she is, which,
well, yeah,
I mean, they are
too.
Saying she's really, really good.
Alex didn't even know her.
That's true. That's kind of
sad. She doesn't watch golf.
She knew Tiger Woods.
Everybody knows Tiger Woods.
She knew Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is a
this
outlier.
Is female Tiger Woods.
He's an outlier.
A 3-time winner of the McCormick Medal, which is given annually to the top amateur player in the world. So she's been the number one amateur player for the last 3 years. A record-breaking 141 consecutive weeks. In 2 seasons at Stanford, she won 12 times in 20 starts. This season, she won 8 of 10. So 12 and 20... Compare that to Tiger Woods' Stanford career, 11 and 26. Now, obviously, the women's field and men's field is going to be maybe a little bit different in terms of depth and such. But
is it?
I mean, I think so. Maybe not. But I feel like the pool of players is bigger in men's sports than women's sports. But maybe that's wrong.
You know what my group message is talking about right now? The debt ceiling.
They're trying to pull you up, man. They're trying to get you into mature conversations.
It ain't gonna happen.
What do you want to talk about? Hey, guys, I saw these two broads last night when I was drinking some beer and smoking some cigarettes.
Yes. Broads are cool beans.
You guys should have seen her.
Yes.
I didn't talk to her, but man, she was a babe.
10 times out of 10, yes. I think maybe we should raise the debt ceiling. No, I think it should be lowered. I mean, what are we doing?
So they're talking about the impending shutdown, I guess, that might be happening.
I don't know. They said something about Netflix stock is...
That's a part of what they were talking about whenever I was watching, when I was waiting on Elon and DeSantis to do their Twitter thing. They were talking about, they had some guy interviewing him about whether or not he was in favor of a shutdown, and he was trying to avoid using the word shutdown. He was trying to say, like, a restructure. And they're like, so you mean a shutdown? He's like, well, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Tell me what a shutdown does.
I...
What is even the problem? What? Explain
why do we have
to
shut down? Yeah, I don't get it.
I think it's we owe a bunch of money that we cannot pay for. So it's like, are we gonna look it up? Because
just print more.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Just print more. Alex.
Why don't we just print more?
We just print more of it. We have the printer.
We are getting debt.
Like, and is it it's not inflation.
Are you going to say defund the police?
No, it's deflation, I think. Maybe.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know about deflation.
It's inflation, I think.
Well,
I
thought it was. There is a thing called deflation, and that's like worse.
Yeah.
That's what the ball was yesterday when he was trying to throw it at me.
Deflation.
A deflated ball.
I thought it was basically what was happening now, and we sound really dumb and uneducated, so maybe we need to be. Maybe you should add me to your group text so they can bring me up. Yeah. But like, I think what's happening now is that there's a bunch of. There's a new piece of legislature that I guess is, I don't know if it's like the budget for the year or what exactly it is, but like the sides can't agree on like what's in it, and like they're basically threatened to shut down if they can't, I guess, get certain things taken out of it and stuff like that. That's what it seemed like to me listening to that guy talk.
Maybe if we ain't sent all that damn money to Ukraine.
I don't know if we're supposed to just print more money.
So, yeah. So
again, I don't know what the problem is.
Government shutdown occurs when the legislative branch does not pass key bills which fund or authorize the operations of the executive branch. So, yeah, basically, they can't agree on exactly what's in this bill and stuff. So, they're...
Do you agree
or disagree?
With what? What was the take? About Ukraine? Are we sending actual cash to Ukraine?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Cash dollars.
I saw a lot of
dollar bills,
I don't know. I saw some people that were quote-unquote defending it saying that a lot of the money we're sending is actually just equipment that we're not really
and
using.
Who was that? The libs?
Yeah, it was. It
was it libs of TikTok?
It wasn't libs of TikTok.
They're not libs.
Yeah, I was going to say libs of TikTok is actually
a
big conservative.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Maybe it was posted on there, though.
Yeah.
They were like, look at these guys.
I don't know. I don't look into it. I'm more in the grill and chill portion of my politics where I just don't pay attention.
Well, you're a Dairy Queen?
I just don't pay attention.
That's where I'm at, too.
But, I saw someone saying it was actually just a lot of equipment we sent to Ukraine. And this equipment that we were kind of had no use for anymore. And that we valued it at X amount
it's
of billions of dollars.
Range.
And that was a part of it. I'm not saying there wasn't cash with it. I'm just saying I don't know if it was exactly all cash. But I don't know. I'm asking questions here.
Straight cash, homie. I don't know, man. I don't know anything about.
So, what are your friends thinking about
global
the debt
affairs? Let's see here. They were telling me something about Netflix stock being down.
Yeah, what's wrong?
That, Netflix, by the way, to me, that's easy to predict because HBO is killing them.
Well,
I don't know if that correlates.
I was going to say it's probably more about Netflix making people mad with their. They started cracking down on the password sharing. That was just this week, so maybe their stock's down from that. Because people aren't going to like that. And I'd imagine it led to a lot of people canceling, too.
Netflix is green now. Up or down means nothing to me. The broader market is also up 2%, so it makes sense to see the majority of stocks up.
Yeah, over the last month, Netflix is at its all-time high. So
first time being green in the green in several weeks.
So what is your group text talking about? Are they wrong? They can't check the chart? I could easily check the chart. Netflix is up as high as it's ever – I don't want to say ever been, but –
Netflix stock is up big.
No, not as high as it's ever been.
We're
its
trading.
Peak was October of 2021. Man, imagine having Netflix stock back then when it was $6.90 a share. Wow.
Another
You'd
friend.
You'd been rich.
Another friend says we're trading on this, quote, gay-ass debt ceiling.
Whoa, I don't think you can say that.
It's like, dumb.
Whoa.
Well, it's a quote.
If you're quoting, you got to say who said it.
Another friend.
Who said it?
I can't say. Another friend
you can't give anonymous quotes. And then, yeah, if you're going to quote somebody, you got to quote them.
Another friend sends a GIF of Bill and Hillary Clinton giving thumbs up. Print more money. I don't know, man.
Alex, do you have a beat on what's going to be next? Because, I mean, like, if we'd have got in on Netflix down at the floor when it was $8, $10 a share and it got up to $600, we could have been rich. You got any idea what's going to be next? What should we be investing in for 10 years from now? What's next? What's big? You got your nose to the ground or your ear to the ground? Lululemon. I think we've missed the boat on that.
No, if anything, it'd be like the Amazon, like, what is it? Like, they say dupe. Like it's like
dupe. What the hell is dupe?
It's like
duplicate.
A duplicate. Like
oh, I've seen
like,
that. It's like a cheaper Lululemon. Yeah.
I tried to tell you about this in headlines.
Yeah, I remember that.
I thought you were talking
about TikTok trend.
No. I thought you were talking about like. I thought you were talking about like some tech thing, the next app. Because we were talking about Netflix. Man, imagine getting in was $8 a share. You'd be rich.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Or when it was $8 a month. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Well, there's probably a correlation, and the price got higher and the stock went up.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Hour one in the books. We'll kick off hour two of headlines.